Hey, Sam, how you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing really well. On the horn with Sam Roberts, Sonic 1029, talking with the guy who's going to be headlining Seven Music Festival in St. Albert this coming weekend. We'll talk about that in a few minutes, but Sam, I just saw you guys played a gig in Cuba. What was up with that?
Yeah, that was our first time. It was my first time visiting Cuba, let alone playing a show there. We were invited to come down and play a couple of shows in Havana over this past weekend. So just kind of still thinking about that one. It was a really, really amazing experience on all fronts, musically, personally. So yeah, it was amazing times.
Yeah, you don't hear a lot about that, bands going and playing Cuba. I guess it'll be more of a common thing now, but certainly not a lot of bands can say they've done that.
No, and I don't think we really fully, you know, not that we didn't appreciate, but I don't think we fully recognized just how rare an event it was to go down there and see it from a musician's eyes. And I think that I'm glad that my first time in Cuba was as a musician, because it obviously plays such a huge role in the culture of the people there. You know, a lot of people have seen Buena Vista Social Club, but it's hard to overstate how much connection there is between Cuban people and music, and how influenced we are by Cuban music. That this one sort of small island in the middle of the Caribbean has had such an impact on music around the world. So I was glad to just be down there playing rock and roll for people, and to have them show the kind of love and appreciation for what we were doing that they did. So again, it's a great thing to be a part of.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very, very cool. And it's one of just a number of cool things that the Sam Roberts Band has been up to lately. Another cool one is that you got your own beer. That's pretty sweet.
Doesn't get much better than that.
No, I wouldn't say so. That's a crowning achievement. That's another thing not many bands can say they've done.
Well, that's what, you know, we have our own bucket list, and we're just sort of trying to tick off the boxes here before somebody pulls the plug on us at some point.
You're doing a good job. You're not wasting any time. what can you tell me about your beer?
Do you want to know the actual sort of, a description of the, like a sort of culinary description?
I read that, and that's one of those things like rich aromas of cocoa, you know, and all this stuff that I didn't fully understand. But what can you tell me about your beer?
I'm trying to hone in on like that way to sell the beer via description. An amber ale. But I won't. I think the only way is for the good people out there to actually try the beer at some point. So we just have to expand the empire. The empire right now is in Ontario only, so we're biding our time before we start invading other parts of the country.
Let's hope it makes its way out west pretty soon, because I know people in Edmonton enjoy their beer, and they enjoy their Sam Roberts.
I've heard that too.
Yeah.
I might have enjoyed a few beers with people in Edmonton myself.
There you go. People in Edmonton, and I'm sure yourself, will be enjoying some beers tomorrow. How does Sam Roberts spend Canada Day?
I think you just hit the nail on the head. It's sort of, you know, sometimes when we don't have to play a gig, we're not actually playing a show tomorrow. And so every second year or so, we actually get to spend Canada Day at home and, barbecuing with the neighbors and drinking beer like everybody else, and waking up just a little bit worse for wear on July the 2nd.
There you go. Maybe have free agency, NHL free agency on the TV in the background. Make it real Canadian.
Of course, you know.
Obviously.
That goes without saying.
It's a pretty good opportunity to look at what our country has accomplished musically, and who better to talk to than you as to what do you think of the current state of Canadian music?
You know, I think if you look back 10, even more now, I guess, you know, beginning, say, 2000, 2001, when the current crop of Canadian bands, or our generation of Canadian bands sort of started coming onto the scene. You could have said at the time, oh, maybe this is just a flash in the pan, but I think it's been an incredible run of creativity that's come out of this country from coast to coast. And just when you think that one city, you know, for a while it was Montreal, for a while it was Toronto, and Halifax has had its turn, now, you know, a lot of things coming from the West as well. A lot of bands coming out of Alberta, a lot of bands coming out of BC. There just seems to be this well of great music that's either it's been, you know, storing up over time and ready to kind of explode, or that it's always been there, and we're just finally getting our dues as a country, you know, on an international scale at this point. But it just seems that one good band after another right now.
Yeah, you kind of mentioned what I was going to ask next, and that was You see all these great Canadian acts, and you know they're beloved across the country, but they have a hard time breaking into the United States or the UK or wherever. And I was wondering if you could speak on the difficulty of getting your music heard outside of Canada.
I think if you look at the States as the most obvious sort of destination or desired destination for any band, and that's not just Canadian bands worldwide, everybody wants to break into the States.
Sure.
There's just that much more competition. And then you have all the bands who are already, you know, who are actually American, and they soak up a lot of the limelight, a lot of the radio play, a lot of the time on the television, or the other ways of sort of getting a career going. So you're essentially you're throwing your hat into a ring that's full of other hats, and you have to be very patient. You have to be dedicated to it. You have to be willing to invest a lot of your time and effort and money into trying to make it happen. And then there's still no guarantee. So, you know, the way that we've gone about things in the States is very, very different from how things happened for us in Canada, where we had a song, we were completely unknown, and then all of a sudden, you know, still playing, touring, but nobody knew who we were. And then we had a song on the radio, and it kind of really helped open the door for us. Whereas in the States, we've had, you know, we get our music's played on the radio a bit, but you know, first and foremost, anything that we've got going there has come from touring live and just being very stubborn and going back over and over again over the years. And finally, the venues start to fill up.
So who are your Canadian standout musical acts right now? Who jumps out at you? A lot of people right now in Edmonton are falling head over heels in love with July Talk. Who are you falling in love with?
Yeah, July Talk is a great band for sure. We've done some touring with them this year, and we actually played with them a couple of years ago for the first time, and you know we all saw that there was definitely something going on, but it was still not a work in progress, but it was growing into what it is today. And now all of a sudden it's sort of exploded into this fully materialized thing on stage that I think is just great to watch. And again, I always love it when you get to see a band when they're still kind of getting their head around it, and then all of a sudden you see them again and something's clicked, like that switch goes on, they're like, this is who we are, this is how we're supposed to be. And they've definitely and every band undergoes that transformation, and that they've definitely, that switch has gone on for those guys.
You mentioned that you're going to be spending your Canada Day with the neighbors, doing barbecues, drinking beers. What songs are going to be on your Canadian playlist on Canada Day? Obviously, you got Tragically Hip, but who else is going to be on there?
Oh, yeah, I might throw some July Talk on and some Matt Mays for sure. I'm a huge fan of Broken Social Scene as well, so I might throw on You Forgot It in People for good measure. Who else we got out there? Cuff the Duke, really like them as well. The list goes on and on.
Lots of good stuff. You're a good old Canadian boy. Edmonton just kind of got this hockey prodigy. What are your thoughts on Connor McDavid becoming an Edmonton Oiler?
I might have to move to Edmonton just to witness this, you know, and I'm definitely going to, you know, when Wayne Gretzky was playing for the Edmonton Oilers, he was a rival of the Montreal Canadiens. So I didn't, like a lot of people at the time, I didn't fully appreciate his career until after the fact, because we were so busy losing to the Oilers all the time that you kind of had it in for the great one. But I think this time around, I really want to just watch. It's the same thing with Sidney Crosby, just watching his career from day one and being able to sort of appreciate the way he plays hockey. And I intend to do the same thing with Connor McDavid for sure.
We didn't call to talk about Connor McDavid. You called to talk about the fact that you and your band are going to be playing a pretty big show here on Saturday, the Seven Music Festival in St. Albert. You looking forward to that one?
I am indeed, you know, and as I understand it, it's the inaugural event.
That's right.
Of this particular festival. So, you know, it's first of all great to be able to get back out there. But secondly, when you're playing a festival for the first time, you have a big responsibility to make sure that it becomes something that lasts, not just this year, but over years to come. So hoping that everybody out there is going to make it out and make it a success. And then there'll be many more Seven Music Festivals in the future.
How does a festival show differ from a normal Sam Roberts show?
Well, I think, you know, this the scope of it is different. If you know, if we're touring in the States and playing in a club or playing in a theater or in an arena in Canada, it's a very different environment. And I think we've come to really embrace the fact that being in the outdoors for Canadians specifically, since we have such a short summer, such a brief time in the sun, so to speak.
Oh yeah.
Makes it that much more important that you sort of really make those festival shows into something special. So we just enjoy being outside. The backstage is outside. The performance is obviously outside. And there's just that magic of Canada in the summertime. Again, when you only have a certain amount of something, if we lived in Hawaii, perhaps we wouldn't appreciate the good weather as much as we do. But certainly when you live in Montreal or Edmonton and you have that brief season, then those summer nights come to take on a whole new meaning.
You got a handful of shows planned for the summer, and then what's the game plan for the Sam Roberts Band?
Yeah, well, it's back to the lab, you know. We've got to start working on a new record. We've already kind of started a little bit on a new record, but it's difficult to dedicate yourself or focus on it too much while you're still touring. But like in previous years, the songs just sort of start knocking, and then they knock louder and louder and louder the more you ignore them. And I've been ignoring them for a while now, so it's time to go back into writing mode and hopefully have a new record out in the not too distant future.
Sam Roberts, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Can't wait to see you again on the weekend, man.
Always a pleasure, and looking forward to being out there.